Hi, this is Dr. Hannah Brown. I'm a schizophrenia fellow at Mass General Hospital in Boston. Today I'll be discussing the approach to talking to the acutely psychotic patient. I think one of the most important things to remember when talking to an acutely psychotic patient is to maintain the safety of you, the patient, and everyone around you. So that includes the safety of other patients, staff, including nurses, doctors, etc. Before you enter the room or whatever area the patient is in, obtain basic information. So how did the patient get there? Was it by ambulance? Did the police bring them in? Did they walk in? Did family members drive them in? Were they referred? That information can give you some insight into their willingness to be there and also their level of acuity. A brief review of the chart can also provide useful and necessary information. Prior to walking into the patient area, observe the patient for a minute or two before the interview. This can give you clues to their diagnosis. A patient pacing around the room, banging on the door, banging on the wall, wringing their hands suggests agitation and disorganized behavior. A patient laughing, talking to himself, singing suggests an active psychotic process. I once observed a patient wave to me and then attempt to do a handstand in his room. This was clearly an unsafe move, but also really demonstrated his very manic and disorganized behavior. On the other hand, if a patient displays minimal movement, remains in one position, or has repetitive stereotypic movements, I'm concerned about catatonia. So be aware of your surroundings when you enter the room. Always make sure there's a clear path between you and the door. You can do the interview with the door open if need be. And take care that there's really nothing in the room or in the area that can be used as a weapon. I take a friendly, non-confrontational approach when interacting with the patient. Smile, introduce yourself. You may want to show your ID badge as well. And really try to put the patient at ease as much as possible. Your positioning in the room is very important. I never have my hands behind my back, crossed in front of me. Psychotic patients can misinterpret these stances as confrontational or that you're hiding something. So I usually have my hands resting in front of me at my side and usually lean casually against the wall. I try to set out in the initial conversation that I'm here to help the patient as much as I can, and I want to work with him. Don't make it seem like you're just going through your checklist of questions, but really listen to what the patient is saying. If it's safe in the appropriate clinical setting, you can offer them some food, something to drink, a blanket, something to make them feel more comfortable and at ease. But also take care to set limits. The patient can't guide the interview, and you can let them know that there's some information that you just need to ask. With manic patients or completely disorganized psychotic patients, patients with paranoid delusions, a few minutes may be all you need to gather enough information to figure out the next steps of treatment. And take care also not to overstimulate the patient by remaining in the room too long. I'll make one last point, I think very important. Listen to your limbic cues. If you feel at all threatened, uncomfortable, or have the feeling that something is just not right, like the hairs on the back of your neck are standing up, excuse yourself, leave the room immediately. Always remember, I think the safety of everyone is most important.